Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 15th edition. Hope everybody had a great Tuesday. We got 10 games for you on Wednesday. Before we get to that, a little bit of housekeeping. You can check me out on Twitter at BDEntra. Hit me up with questions there or in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Come check us out over there as well. Also, check out the podcast and give it a rating and review on iTunes, MLB DFS Quick Hits. And for you season-long fantasy baseball players, it's never too late to keep going and driving towards the end of the season and looking ahead to 2022 with Benched with Bubba. Make sure you check that out. Give a rate and review as well. Check out my written content at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article. Tuesday, Thursday is the DraftKings picks. Saturday, I have the, Friday or Saturday, the cash game values for NFL DFS. And I also have on Sunday a waiver wire column for outfielders. So tons and tons of stuff, 7 days a week at rotoballer.com. Become a premium member at rotoballer.com by using promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for 10% off the package of your choice. And most packages are already discounted up to 50% off. So go check them as well. And go check out Prize Picks. Awesome way to play. Prop betting meets DFS. Make 2 to 5 picks per night, or per bet, I should say. You can do it all across. You can mix and match sports. It's tons and tons of fun. Football's in full swing. We still got baseball. They got video games. They got it all. So go check it out at Prize Picks. Create your account. Use promo code Bubba, and you'll get a first-time deposit match up to $100. Go to PrizePicks.com. Download Prize Picks in the App Store and have some fun over there with promo code Bubba. All right, 10 games slate on tap for you. On a Wednesday, there's 4 games early. You can check that out by asking some questions and going there. But let's get to the 10-game main slate for you. Pitching on this slate, Julio Urias, 10-5 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Julio's been outstanding. 20-plus points in 4 straight starts, fit 5 of 6 and 6 of 8. Better, like 17 or more in 7 or 8 of 9. Dude's been absolutely outstanding. 5 or more innings pitched in 5 straight starts, 2 earned runs, 3 earned runs total in those 5 starts. 7 Ks or more in 3 straight starts. He's been looking great. Got up to 94, 96 pitches his last 2 starts. That's kind of what you're going to see. That's why it's usually 5 to 6 innings, give or take. He went 7 last time out against the Padres. Looked really, really dominant in that matchup. But the strikeouts have been outstanding. And you get an Arizona Diamondbacks team that's just scuffling tremendously, striking out 22% of the time versus lefties, hitting 255 with a 99 WRC+. So Urias at 10-5 on a slate where pitching's very murky definitely checks the box as a top-end option on this slate. Jose Urquidy, 10K at the Texas Rangers. Those Texas Rangers got too cranky, as we love to see. Urquidy is not a bad play, but they're slow playing him right now, coming off the injury. 70 pitches in each of his last 2 starts, 3 innings and 4 1/3, 2 earned runs in both. So he's not going deep. I'd be kind of hesitant to pay 10K for Urquidy. Big Jose Urquidy fan, but I'm going to pass on this one. Pay up for Urias or save some cash by dropping down to some other options. Like Musgrove's interesting. He's been really good, but I'm not taking on this Giants offense that's clicking on all cylinders right now. No Sean Manaea for me as well. Tyler Miguel at 9,200 bucks is interesting. First St. Louis coming off a gem against the New York Yankees. 2 pretty decent starts prior to that. He's gone 5 innings or more in 3 straight starts, 2 run runs or less in 3 of 4. And he's got 5 or more Ks in 3 straight, 8 or more Ks in his last 2 outings. If you want to take your chances there, you can. It's been lefties that have been doing the most damage against Tyler Miguel. So when you look at the Cardinals offense, it's like Dylan Carlson. Not a lot lefty-wise. So Tommy Edmonds, there's not a ton there lefty-wise, so you got that going for you. As a team, the Cardinals striking out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the past month, hitting 238, 148 ISO, 91 WRC+. So in tournaments, I could see going to Tyler Miguel at 9,200 bucks as a contrarian play in that matchup. Huascar Ulloa, $8,900 at home against the Colorado Rockies. And Ulloa's been very, very hot and cold since coming off the IL, but coming off of 5 innings, 2 earned 7K performance against the Nationals, 5 or more Ks in back-to-back starts. He's got at least 5 innings in every start since coming off the IL, which has been great to see. And he's got 17 or more DK points in 3 of 4 starts. He hasn't really put that big game together like he was throwing before his injury, before he got smart and hit a wall, which is great. But You got the road Rockies you can pick on. It's always an option, $8,900. Didn't go so well for Tukey on Tuesday. But honestly, Yanoa is a much better pitcher than Tukey just on at this point in time. So if you want to go Yanoa at $8,900, no problem with that at all. I'd rather spend $8,400 for Cal Quantrill, to tell you the truth. That's a guy I've been playing time and time again. Dude's been absolutely filthy, a 20-point machine in three of his last four starts. He's going six innings or more in four straight starts, one runner less in three of his last four, five or more Ks in all four starts. The strikeouts have continued to improve. He's going 99-plus pitches most times, six innings or more most times, giving you quality starts, giving you the chance for Ws. Absolutely outstanding stuff from him. Now he gets a Minnesota Twins team striking out 24% of the time versus righties in the past month. So Cal Quantrill is one of my favorite plays on the slate, especially at $8,400. Really good price point for a very, very solid man and a very, very good matchup in Cal Quantrill. Nestor Cortes at $7,900 versus the Baltimore Orioles is definitely in play. Baltimore can be sneaky at times. We know that. But Cortes faced him two starts ago, 5 2/3, one earned, which was on a solo shot, 7 Ks for 21 points, basically 15 or more points in four of his last five starts, 20 or more in three of his last five. He's gone at least five innings in all five starts, three runs or less in all five starts, and seven or more Ks in three of five, five or more Ks in four of five. Nestor's been outstanding and getting this Baltimore team that, yeah, it's got some pops, but it does strike out 24% of the time versus lefties, hitting 259, 188 ISO, 108 WRC+, so it's not like a walkover. But he's also only $7,900. You're not breaking the bank with Nestor Cortes. I think it's an outstanding price point for Nestor at $7,900. Him and Quantrill will be very, very high up on my things to do list on the Wednesday slate. Going for some savings, like Antonio Sensatello has been outstanding. I don't like to go in front of the Atlanta Braves offense, but if you want to be contrarian, like Miguel and Sensatello have that like super ceiling in a very risky matchup scenario. So those could be very, very good tournament plays, especially if one of the two stacks looks to be chalky. I doubt they will. Braves maybe, but I doubt it. So Sensatella could be another one of those contrarian GPP plays if you're looking there. Ranger Suarez, $7,200. We were all over him his last time out, back up to 96 pitches. He's gone 95 or more in three of his last five starts, five or more innings in four straight, one run or less in every single one of those outings, and five or more Ks in all four starts. He's got 19.8 or more points in four straight starts, 72 hundo against the Chicago Cubs, a team striking out nearly 29% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Like if you're in the Discord chat and tomorrow morning we're talking prize picks, Nestor Cortes strikeout prop bet will be one of the first ones we look at. I guarantee you that. I'm hoping for about a 4.5 to 5.5, give or take there, and I will take it because he's striking out six or more Cubbies in this game. So look for Nestor Cortes to have a big game like him Ranger Suarez have a big game at $7,200. Big, big fan of that in that matchup versus the Cubs. Other than that, though, cheap-wise, it's not pretty. Like Merrill Kelly, I like, not against the Dodgers. Mike Minor's been okay, but not going up against the A's. Jason Junk says it right in the name. John Means against the Yankees, I don't think so. Alec Mills versus the Phillies, pass. Lester, no. Keiko Hick, no. Griffin Jacks, had my attention, but I'm going to go no. Arihara, Kazmir, no. So that's where we're at. Urias is the guy you're paying up for at 10-5. Very, very solid play if you want to go there. Tyler Miguel at 92 and Sensatella at 77 are two very, very contrarian GPP plays if you want to go there. I love Quantrill and I love Nestor Cortes, my two top plays on this slate. And then I don't mind some Ranger Suarez. My four pitchers, Urias, Quantrill, Cortes, Ranger Suarez. That's my four pack. You can mix in some of the other contrarian options we talked about, but I'm going with those four packs for sure. All right, let's talk some bats on this slate. Catcher's position for you. Sal Perez versus Manaea at 52 does have some upside to it. He's been kind of quiet after just the insane run he was on, but Manaea can definitely get hit by some right-handed power, so something to keep in mind there. Love some Yasmani Grandal at 51. The White Sox woke up on Tuesday. What a concept. So keep that in mind with Grandal at 51. Really good spot for him. Posey went deep on Tuesday. Not sure I'm going to pay 47 versus Musgrove, but I get it if you're stacking the Gigantes. Some cheaper options below the 4K range you could take a peek at, though. Sean Murphy versus the lefty Minor or Yan Gomes, either or Oakland Athletic catcher, 4K. Both really good looks for you there. Gary Sanchez had the night off on Tuesday, as we expected, because Higashioka is the catcher for Garrett Cole. So Sanchez should be back in the lineup on Wednesday. He's only $3,800 versus John Means. Really good price point for you there. Cheaper options, you could go Yadi Molina if you're stacking against Miguel. Molina's been swinging everything really, really well. Or Carson Kelly at 34 versus the lefty Urias. Love Urias. Kelly loves hitting lefties. Could be a nice contrarian play. So you got something to go for there. Otherwise, Max Stassi at 32 versus Dallas Keuchel's outstanding. We love Stassi. We love the power. He's kind of been quiet after his insane start to the season. But Keuchel's been garbage. So a guy like Max Stassi at 32 is definitely someone you can go and take a shot at. getting to 3K and below now. Martin Maldonado at 29 versus Arihara is definitely in play because Houston should be another popular action on this as after a massive letdown versus Jordan Lyles. We talked about Lyles on the pod yesterday as a contrarian play. I did not play any Jordan Lyles in my 3-max, and I'm mad about that, but he shut down Houston. He shut him down big time. So I don't think we're going to shut him down twice, especially with Arihara. So Maldonado at 29, cheap piece of that Houston action for you. And then other than that, just check the lineups to see what pops out because we are in September. Like Zach Collins got called back up by the White Sox. He's 2K minimum, so keep that in mind. First base position, you can always look at Shohei if you want, but I'm going to save a few shekels on the slate. Look at Max Muncy versus Merrill Kelly coming off the COVID IL. Ryan Mountcastle, if you're not using Nestor Cortez, Mountcastle crushes lefties. He's 5K. Don't hate that. I like Cortez a lot, but if you're not using him, Cortez will give up a home run from time to time. So Mountcastle at 5K is very, very much in play. You got Brandon Belt at 48, but you're in reality, your best pay-up spot with saving a little bit of cash, Big Meat Pete the Polar Bear versus John Lester at 4,700. That's a really good price point. You're getting a bit of a savings there compared to some of the players ahead of him in a very, very good matchup versus Johnny Lester. Cheaper options for you. You could go Jared Walsh versus Keuchel. I don't mind lefty-lefty. Walsh went deep on Tuesday. He's okay at 42. Jose Abreu versus Junk at 42 can definitely be there as well. White Sox will be very, very much in play yet again. Mitch Urquidy won't go deep. You'll get some Astros bullpen. Nathaniel Lowe went deep on Tuesday. He's 4K in this matchup. So if you're going to go back to the Ranger stack that paid off on Tuesday, there's one of them for you. Luke Voit, I keep saying play him versus lefties especially. They started him, hit him fifth. He went deep. He's got John Means on Wednesday, $3,600. Really good price point for Voit. So pretty much like it goes Alonso at 47, Voit to 36 are like two of my more favorite plays of this position. If you're not using Ranger Suarez, Frank Schwindel at 34 is always value. Brad Miller at 34 versus Alec Mills is a very solid value as well. As he's sitting in the middle of that Phillies lineup, Mills can get hit very hard by left-handed pitching. So keep him in mind. Gavin Sheets had a big Tuesday night. He's going to be playing a lot with Andrew Vaughn going on the IL. Sheets is first base outfield eligible for the White Sox. He's $2,900 for Junk. So he's another nice value in that matchup. Second base position for you. Trey Turner is always intriguing. But Jorge Polanco, if you're not using Quantrill's 52, I prefer to use Quantrill. But you got that. Ozzie Albies in a matchup for Sensatella at 51. Jose Altuve at 51. But give me Javi Baez at 47. Another nice game on Tuesday night. Get a little bit of savings from the big boys up top. He's just been lights out good right now. So Baez at 47 is in play. If you are stacking Philadelphia, Gene Segura at 46 is a good look for you. But give me some Javi Baez at 47. Whit Merrifield's only 44 versus Sean Manaea. I like that quite a bit. If you are fading Tyler McGill, Tommy Edmund at 43 is okay. I prefer Whit Merrifield at 44 or Javi Baez at 47, but those are some plays for you as well. DJ LeMahieu went deep on Tuesday. Maybe he's starting to heat up. It's been a very, very up and down years, but he's hitting well over 300 in his last 10 games. So he's something to keep in mind there. He's 4K versus John Means. Some sub 4K options for you on this slate. You got guys like Jed Lowrie versus Minor, not loving it, but Tommy La Stella, another couple of knocks on Tuesday night. He's 3,200 leading off versus Musgrove. Nick Solak's 31 for a nice value. Cesar Hernandez is 29 versus Junk. He can be another nice value for you in this matchup. Third base position for you. You got Jose Ramirez at 6K versus Jax. That's pretty solid. Pretty, pretty nice. But Manny Machado versus Scott Kazmir at 54 is very nice because Scott Kazmir, not so fast, my friend. So Machado at 54 is pretty solid. You got Chris Bryant. Don't mind that one. Adalberto Mondesi has been garbage. Arenado's 45. Patrick's Wisdom, if you're going contrarian versus Suarez, the 45 is interesting, but pretty much pay up for Machado or come on down to guys like Alex Bregman at 44 versus Arihara. I like that one. Johnny VR switch hitting versus Lester at 41. If you want to get a little Mets action in there versus Lester, there's nothing wrong with that at all. He's 4,100, so you can look at that too. Yuan Moncada's only 3,700. I know I told you the White Sox have been struggling, so their prices are down. They went off on Tuesday. Just once they get hot again, watch out. So enjoy it while you can. Moncada at 37 can be quite intriguing for you. Other than that, like you got Gio Urshela at 33. He's not doing much of anything, but it's a cheap Yankee versus John Means. Wilmer Flores at 26 if he gets a start. It's a righty on the mound, so not sure he will, but some guys might get the day off. Matt Duffy at 24 versus Suarez. I like Suarez a lot, but if you want to punt with Duffy, so be it. Shortstop position for you, Tatis at 62 versus Kazmir is very, very strong. You got B. Craw at 53, Polanco 52, Lindor at 51 is very nice, switch hitting versus Lester. So it's pretty much Tatis and Lindor up top for me if you're going to pinned up at the position. Otherwise, drop below 5K. Carlos Correa is at $4,800 versus Arriara. He's in play for you. Dansby Swanson's there, but Corey Seager still too cheap. He's 42 on Tuesday. He's only 44 on Wednesday. Hitting cleanup for the Dodgers. It's a really good spot for that price point at $4,400. So I like that quite a bit. Cheaper plays, Didi Gregorius is 35 versus Mills. Gleyber Torres is 35 versus Means. If you need to, they're both options for you. Nick Ahmed versus a lefty is 3K. It's a very good lefty in Urias, though, so be careful there. And then Edmundo Sosa is $2,500 versus McGill if you just want to full punt the position. Outfield for you, you got Tatis at 62, but Betts at 61. He's hitting everything. Harper at 59 is outstanding. Marte's a good play at 57. Franmil at 56 versus Jax is pretty solid, too. You got Judge, who went deep on Tuesday. He's only 52 versus Means. He got a price decrease going up against John Means. So that's a nice look there as well. You got Jordan Alvarez above 5K. So if I got to narrow it down, it's Tatis, it's Judge, and then kind of a Harper area. I like Franmil to be contrarian, but Tatis, Harper, Judge would be my top three in the 5K and above range. Dropping into the 4K range now. Mark Connaughton at 49 if you're stacking Oakland. So a steep price tag, but good in a stack. Same with Kyle Tucker at 49 as well. Adam Duvall had his 35th home run of the year on Tuesday. That's crazy. But Stanton went deep again. He's 4,700. Don't mind that. If you are stacking against Nestor Cortez, Cedric Mullins is 47. I'd rather have Stanton for the upside against Means, but Ced's been pretty damn awesome. Odubel Herrera led off the game for the Phillies on Tuesday with the home run. He's 46 versus Alec Mills. Again, if you're stacking Philadelphia, you pay the price. Otherwise, you're not using a $4,600 Herrera as a one-off very often. Going down even cheaper now, Ketel Marte is always intriguing. But Lou Bob hit a moonshot on Tuesday. He's 44 still versus Junk. He moved down to the sixth hole with Tim Anderson coming back. But Anderson's supposed to play every day, so that might move Lou Bob back up to leadoff on Wednesday. So keep an eye on that. But Lou Bob at 44 is still a great price, no matter if he's first or sixth in that lineup. Joey Gallo can hit lefties. He went deep on Tuesday. He's 43 versus Means. That's a good contrarian play because most won't play the lefty-lefty situation there. Going down cheaper, Lamont Wade Jr.'s 4K versus Musgrove in a very intriguing spot there as Lamont Wade legit just hits a double as we're talking about him. So that was fun. Good job, Wade. So Wade's 4K. Will Myers versus Casimir. Myers does have some pop versus lefty. He's $3,900. That could be a nice cheaper piece of San Diego in that matchup. Eloy Jimenez is only 38 versus Junk as an option. Ian Happ's facing a lefty, so we lose a little bit of love there, but interesting at his price point. Same with Ortega as well. So our Cubs are still cheap. Our usual Ortega, Happ, Schwindel. Just tough matchup for Suarez. Very tough matchup, to say the least. Again, if you're fading Cortez, Anthony Santander, switch hitting at 35 is not too shabby. Some cheaper plays, though, like Austin Hayes at 32 is a nice contrarian play. Benintendi at 32 versus Manaea. Those are some decent ones. Tough matchups. That's what's tough. Like, most of our good value plays are in tough spots. Dylan Carlson's only 29, the lefty versus McGill, one of the few lefties in that St. Louis lineup. But again, Gavin Sheets, one of the better values on this slate. First base outfield, what, $2,900 versus Junk. He's a guy to keep an eye on. Then other than that, it's like watch lines. Cleveland have Bradley Zimmer in there. He's 2,700. That could be a good one there versus Jack. Leody Tavares is up 27 versus Keedy. That could be in play for you. Steven Duggar's 26. He was batting eighth on Tuesday night. Maybe, you know, they get some guys the day off. He moves up in the order. Still $2,600. Not a bad price point in that lineup. Some other cheap options. DJ Peters went deep for us on Tuesday. Part of that Texas stack. He's 25 versus Keedy. Nice little power value play there. So there's a few down here, hit and miss. Watch the lineups. Like Henry Ramos is hitting for Arizona. He's 2,200 versus Urias. He'd be a guy to keep an eye on. So, yeah, see what the lineups look like. Might have some fun there. Recapping your pitching real quick, Julio Urias up top is the 1-2 target. My other three pitchers I'm really looking to target here, Quantrill at 84, Cortez at 79. Love both of them with Ranger Suarez at 72. So Urias, Quantrill, Cortez, Suarez, my big four on this slate. The options of McGill and Sensatella can be nice contrarian GPP plays, but I'm focusing on Urias, Quantrill, Cortez, and Suarez on this slate. If you're stacking things up, which you most likely are on this slate, the Yankees versus Means is outstanding. That's a very, very easy one to figure out. I like Cleveland versus Jax quite a bit. Houston versus Arriaga is a very good look. The White Sox versus Junk is one of my favorite stacks on this slate. I'll keep using some Giants bats for San Diego, but I think Oakland versus Minor and the Royals versus Manaea are both nice little lower on contrarian plays as well. So I'll be looking to mainly stack up some White Sox, then sprinkle in some Yankees and some Cleveland and some Houston and some other options, with the White Sox being my primary look on this 10-game slate. But that'll wrap us up there. Again, reminder, you can find me on Twitter at BDentric. Hit me up there with your questions or join us on the free Fantasy Degens Discord channel. Go check out Bench with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball content. If you'd like to give a rating review for Bench with Bubba and MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. Go check out my written content at rotoballer.com and become a premium member by using promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for 10% off the package of your choice. Also, go check out Prize Picks. It's a great way to play making your prop bets. Make 2 to 5 bets. You can cross multiple sports if you so choose. And use promo code Bubba when you create your account. You'll get a free first-time deposit match up to $100. But that'll do it, folks. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 15th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.